Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's not. It's Terry Stafford.
Every time you hold me,
I'm great song. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brad Huska is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, celebrating 19 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Right now, we're celebrating that. Brad, thanks for 19 great years.
Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me for that
We appreciate your time and dedication to our audience, and I know my audience appreciates you because we learn so much when you join us about selling. We're talking about instituting change, ladies and gentlemen, making a policy, whatever is whatever you need to do, however you need to approach customers, what do you need to do to close them, what you need to provide merchandise. But once you make it a policy, then the next step is on you as the leader, isn't it? You've got to train these people.
You got to train them on how to.
Otherwise, you can't blame them for anything.
Exactly, you can't tell them what to do without telling them how to do it, and that's too often what's happening in
this is the big mistake, in my opinion. One of the biggest mistakes small business owners make is they do anywhere from zero to poor training.
Exactly. And, it's amazing how some people hire people not knowing if they're any good, then they never check, then they don't do anything to help them get better, and they wonder why their business sucks. So
I can't even imagine why. I'm still trying to figure out why I could walk into a small business and not feel like they were loving me up within an inch of my life. I mean, that's all we have, isn't it?
It really is. And, it's all about relationships. It always has been. It always will be. And if we don't make it a policy that every time a customer walks into that store, you've got to do everything in your power to try to make that person into a friend, then, long term, the success is going to be very limited.
And because you don't just want them to buy from you. You want them to come back.
Again and again and again.
That's right. Somebody asked me. I bet you were excited when your first major corporation, when they first decided to do business with you. I said, I was, but not as excited as when they renewed the next year.
Exactly. That was even more exciting.
That's even more exciting. Exactly.
Yeah, they like us, so they're going to do it again. Wow,
they want some more.
Cool.
They want some more of it. That's right.
Exactly.
So, you're out there where the rubber meets the road, doing a lot of training all across the country, and especially a lot of retail, a lot of rubber meets the road businesses.
Mm-hmm.
How bad is the training? Is it as bad as I'm thinking?
There's pockets of good training, but it's few and far between. And that's where I'll always have a career. I'll always have a job.
Yeah.
Trying to rid the world of lousy customer service.
But if they can just recognize that either they're not good at it, or they don't like it, or they don't know how to do it, if they can get to that point, then they can bring somebody in like you.
Bring
a professional in, get the training, pay for it. It's an investment. It's not an expense.
No, it really isn't an expense, and that's what I tell people. That training is really, really, really expensive if you're not going to use it. It's very cheap if you do use it, because it'll pay itself for itself in dividends that'll last for a long, long time. And, this whole training concept of training being a dirty word, but I really think that, people don't come with natural skills and abilities. We all go to school for a reason, and we're all professionals, or we all, take our courses to be a lawyer, to be a doctor, to be this, to be that. And why is sales any different? It is a profession.
That's right.
People just don't treat it that way.
And the only people, the only employees who are more expensive than a trained employee is an untrained employee.
That's exactly right. And the trained employees are very, really very expensive because they pay for themselves in revenue.
Right, exactly.
Yep. So, real quickly, and I know we got a break coming up, but there's five criteria for training as well. But just as long as we're talking about training, they got to hear the information. They got to read the information. They got to write the information down. They got to role play it that they understood it, and then they have to be observed doing it in live presentations. If you fit those five criteria, they're trained on it. And then if they refuse to do it, That's a willingness issue to make.
And people, please do the role playing.
It is essential.
If you'll just break through the ice one time and let people see how fun it can be, and if you'll have fun with it, that's what I tell people. Don't take the role playing. I mean, take the role playing result seriously, but don't take the process seriously. Have some fun with it. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, it's got to be fun. I mean, life is too short.
If we laugh at everybody, nobody's laughing at anybody.
That's right. And if we make it a fun thing that everybody's participating in, we know
role playing.
Mess up. Everybody's going to.
One of the things. Stuff. One of the things that I learned from Sears and Xerox, especially Xerox, was the power of role playing.
Yes, indeed.
It's amazing how much you get out of that, folks. And that's one of those. That's one of the five things in of the five of the training, element of the five criteria.
Yep.
Five criteria. Of training is you say them again real quick.
You got to hear it. You got to read it. You got to write it. You got to role play it, and you have to be observed doing it.
I love it. All right, and then we got to justify things, right?
Yes. So the justification behind things, because sometimes you know common sense isn't so common anymore. But if we just look at the example we used before, that we've got to justify to them why they must attempt to close the sale with every customer that comes in the place. And, you know, some of the industries I work with, they're, as you said, they're retail chains. And the latest cost of doing business survey says that it costs between $40 and $50 to get a customer to walk in that door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you take all the operating expenses, you divide it by the traffic count, and that will give you the cost per customer. And I just think if somebody's going to pay $50 to get a customer to walk through that
door,
then one of three things that dang well better happen with that customer. And that is either number one, you've closed them, but you've sold them
right, something.
Number two, you've captured their name, address, telephone number with permission for follow-up.
Do you know what your cost of access of acquisition is, folks? If you knew that number, you'd probably be a little more motivated to do some training like we're talking about. Quick break, 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.